Hello and welcome to Reflections. I'm your girl Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining. If it's your first time tuning in, special welcome to you. And I hope as you listen today, you will be motivated, inspired, uplifted as you continue your pursuit of becoming a better version of yourself. Today, I have another special guest with me. She is someone with whom I became friends shortly after immigrating to the US, specifically California, where I decided to further my studies. The first time we had conversation, though, was over the telephone because there was a specific day when I called the university to finalize my enrollment process, and she was working as a student worker at the switchboard and picked up on the call. But before she transferred me, I noticed the accent and I asked, "Are you Jamaican?" And she said, "Yes." And immediately we began laughing and we had small talk. And I can remember she asking me, "Do you have housing off campus?" I said, "No, the plan was to board on campus." But little did I know that God was strategically working, because when I decided to go to the US, I only had resources or money for 2 quarters only out of a 2-year program. But if you have been listening to my other podcast by now, you know that I'm a woman who's not afraid to operate on faith, because I have had previous experiences where I moved out with the little that I had and God has never failed me. And so even though this was a bigger move, I knew in my heart that God would open up the way as I go along. So she immediately referred me to some other Jamaicans who at the time had one more room for one more person. And I was right in time to be that person. And so I just want to thank God for his divine providence as I recall this blessing. So after she completed her studies, she went on to work for a year in the US and then moved back to Jamaica, where she is now working as a counselor at a community college. I speak of no other than Carla Greenwood. Carla, welcome, and thank you so much for accepting the invitation to be here in order to share what life was as an international student and to provide guidance to those who are currently studying in foreign countries and also to those who are contemplating this big move to study in a foreign country. How are you doing, Carla? Good to have you today.
Morning, Nadine. I'm well, and I'm so happy for this link up. It's really great to be here.
Indeed.
And I can't wait to delve into this conversation.
Of course, those were the days when we experienced studying in a foreign land, in an environment that was completely new to us.
Completely new. And I tell you, Nadine, there are so many issues that we had to face. The finances, a new culture, you know, making new relationships. And it took a lot of resilience for us to get through all of that. Man, that was some experience. But, you know, the truth is, as you mentioned earlier, once you have God in the lead, you must succeed.
Amen. You will certainly not fail. And it's interesting, you touch on all those areas of finance, community, new culture, resilience. And we're going to touch a little on all of that as we share as international students, because indeed it was an interesting experience. So, for me, and I'm sure for you too.
It certainly was. And Nadine, at the top of my list is the finances.
Of course.
Because as you mentioned earlier, when you decided to migrate to the US to study, you didn't have all the tuition. You said you had money for 2 semesters. And girl, hats off to you. You were better off than me. When I decided to migrate, I had money for less than the full term, the first semester. So I did not even have enough money to cover the first semester. And I had a child with me, and I was not too sure where I was going to stay.
That was even interesting.
Before migrating, I had linked up with a lecturer who had indicated that I could stay at her house.
Okay.
But her house was far from the campus, and things weren't quite working out when I arrived. So I had to relocate. And finding a new place to relocate to, Nadine, was another challenge because I certainly could not afford housing on campus.
Wow.
And scouting the community, scouting a new community, may I say, was really hard.
Wow. But God came through. You know, I have met other fellow Jamaican students whose parents decided to fund, and at some point, unforeseen circumstances came into play. And that is where we're going to talk about resilience later. So sometimes mm-hmm. we make plans regarding the study and things don't pan out, like you rightly said, as mm-hmm. we had planned.
Yes.
And this is where humility comes in, because when you make up your mind to go to a foreign land, you have to be humble to the point where you tell yourself, I have a why. I know why I'm here. I know my end results and what I'm here to do.
So, and Nadine, as you say that, I have to interject something here. You know, there's a book that I read during my studies, and I always refer to it. It's called Man's Search for Meaning. And one of the lines that I've taken from that book is that he who has a why to live for can live with any how. So he who has a why to live for can live with any how. So if you know why you're in that foreign country and why you're pursuing that particular program, you can deal with any situation that comes your way.
Absolutely.
And as you mentioned, finances, oh gosh, I had a serious challenge with finances. Because like I said, when I migrated, I didn't even have money for the first semester. Right. But I trusted God. And one of the things is that I was informed prior to my arrival that there would be work on campus and what I earned from it would be sufficient to help to clear the tuition and pay for my housing. But when I arrived, that was not quite the case.
Right.
Again, so it was quite misleading. So can you imagine my surprise when I realized that that's not going to work out? In fact, when I arrived, there was no job for me. And I had to wait for quite some time before I finally landed a job. Wow. And in the interim, I had to be paying rent and my tuition was mounting.
Wow. And you had a
job. But I thank God for good relatives. Mm-hmm. One of my brothers decided to assist at that point in time and paid my first 3 months rent. Right. And I just have to give God thanks.
Right.
And I know we're going to talk about relationship, but the topics are so intertwined,
exactly,
that we have to segue into each of them.
Right.
And probably come back again to finances.
Right.
Because when it comes to finances, you can't leave out relationships.
Absolutely.
So in those first 3 months when I didn't have a job, remember I arrived in August and September, October, November. I don't think I started a job until January. So I had rent to pay for those 4 months. I did not have the tuition for the first semester. So that was a serious challenge. I had a child with me. We had to eat every day. Just imagine that in a foreign country with no support.
Right.
My brother assisted at one point in time. But I also have to give credit to the school church, because there's a church that is affiliated with the school.
Right.
And I was told to go to the church accountant. And God bless him, Nadine. He was the one who said, okay, you don't have money to pay rent for the 4 months. Right. And he assisted with providing half the rent for each of those 4 months. God is good. God truly great.
You know, while Carla was speaking, she never knew that God had already taken care of that aspect of her journey when she encountered the problem. I can tell you that if you learn to exercise your faith and just prove God, just test God, He will show up for you. You can even start small. Test him on the small things and watch him come through. And then when he comes through on the little small things, then you're going to see him work on the bigger. And then it gets bigger. Because I can tell you, at the point when I decided to go to the US, if I never had previous encounters of experiences with God, with having little victories, then I would not have made that move to the US, having just the little money that I had. But because I had several experiences in the past, under my belt, if you will, I could have had that courage to say, you know what? God has never failed me in the past. I know as big as this move is for us, Carla, you and I, we knew that God would have come through. It's scary. And fear is a real thing. It doesn't matter who you are. There comes a point when we encounter troubles that fear kicks in. And the question is, what do we do then?
Amen.
If it's not some scholarship opportunity came up like the church match, a scholarship whereby you can put a certain amount of money and then match it with what you put. Mm-hmm. Different things came up along the way. And I can tell you, God always opened up a way that you just cover your tuition one module at a time. Don't look mm-hmm. too much too ahead. Just look at where you are and what you need to do right now. But at the same time, while you're at it, you don't want to forget your why, where you really yeah. need to go. Because sometimes when the discouragement kicks in, you're like, I don't think I can make it. But then you have to remember, why are you here? Why are you studying this? What is your ultimate goal? You have to keep that, and you have to keep that in the fore of your mind. What can God do for me now? And what part can you play?
Yes. And Nads, you touched on a number of important points. And one of them is the importance of faith. And like you said, you have to have an experiential knowledge of God. We're not talking about any theoretical knowledge. We're not talking about what you have read about God. Right. We're talking about what you have experienced with God. And because of the experiences that you have had with God, you say, yeah, I can trust him. I can trust him to take care of this big one because I have seen him come through in so many different little ways.
Absolutely. And
when I arrived, I realized that this was going to be a trust journey. It was going to be a faith journey.
Right.
Because I did not have what what was required.
Absolutely.
To get me through.
Exactly.
And you mentioned the church match. Nadine, I use that one so often. I started wondering if they were tired of me. But it was really a good program that they had in place. So if you pay $500, the church would match it with $500.
Right.
And the college, they know themselves. Kudos to the college. Kudos
right.
to the international office, because the international office became my good friend.
Right.
Right. So every scholarship that was available, they informed us, and I made use of all of those scholarships.
Right.
And then at one point, Nadine, when the rubber really hit the road and I had no money, I remember I was told to speak to the head of my department. And she said, really, Carla, that is how difficult it has been? Okay, go over to the international office, let them know I am funding a scholarship for $2,500.
Oh my goodness,
$2,500.
Divine providence right there.
Exactly. And when I referred to her, Dr. Such and Such, thank you. She said, stop the doctor, whatever. Call me by my first name. And I got $2,500 just like that. You know, what we don't understand is that when God directs us to a particular path, he has already placed persons on the path to help us along the way.
Very important point. And as you were talking, it came to my mind the importance of talking.
Yes.
We can't be too proud or too isolated. It's very important that we move in community, because it's when you spoke, Carla, that help came.
Exactly.
Because if you look at us, we'll see, oh, she's fine. They don't know what is happening with us. We look okay. But it's when you spoke, she said, but I never knew that you had that problem. So
exactly.
I'm happy that you were able to open up. And I can attest that the international department was very supportive of us international students. And I don't know if other universities do this, but this specific university always had food, grocery items in their office here. There's no way you can be on campus or off campus once you're connected with school. There's no way you can be a student of this university and be hungry. No way. Because there's always grocery items packaged every Friday where you can go to the office and pick up. So God provided in so many ways. And again, I will say this to you, whether you have parental support or any other family support, or you're doing this journey pretty much independent of other support, you're going to make the journey, and there are going to be unforeseen circumstances.
Yes.
So it's very important that you open up your mind to do what you have to do. If it's honest work, do what you can do with your hands to get through your journey. If you have to blow leaf on the campus, if you have to work in the cafeteria and serve food, if you have to work in the library, you should be open enough, because guess what? You have an end goal in mind, and you know your why.
Yes. And that's so important, Nadine. And I'm going to mention two areas that I think were very crucial to my success. The importance of networking. And like you said, you have to open up your mouth. You have to talk. You have to tell people that you're in a bind.
Right.
So you have to form a network, not only with lecturers and so on, but with fellow students. I remember at one point when my ID card was deactivated. So although I had a job, I could not work, because once your ID is deactivated, you're not allowed to work or to access the campus at all. And so I could not access the work to attend classes because I had too much outstanding funds. And I had this African friend who said to me, Carla, why are you not attending classes? And I said, because I have no money. My tuition is outstanding. It's not paid up. And he said, but you know, your visa, your student visa can be canceled. I said, yes, and that is where I am right now.
F1 visa. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he said, you know, I'm not going to let that happen. And I said, but how can you help me? He said, come with me. I have credits. I don't have the cash right now, but I have credits. I'm going to swipe my card. I know you're a good girl. You'll pay me back. And I was amazed at his level of trust. And, you know, he swiped this card for $1,800 to clear my balance sufficiently so I could attend classes, not thinking that I would not have the money to pay him when his credit card bill was due. He did it from a place of trust. And, you know, God just worked it out that the money came in time from relatives and friends to pay him back in time when his credit card bill was due. It's really a trust and faith journey. Exactly. But, you know, Nadine, before you can take that leap of faith, you have to be sure that God is the one leading you and God had opened that door for you. Exactly. And I had seen from so many different manifestations that God had opened this door for me to attend college. Wow. So I went ahead and God just allowed everything to fall into place.
Right.
Now, there's something else you mentioned about humility. And girl, this was a lesson for me. I think I needed some rubbing down in that area. I am not a vain person. And if you know me and you associate with me, I'm not a vain person. Right. But in my head, I have certain challenges. I felt that certain jobs were not for me. So when I arrived on the campus, I was looking for certain jobs.
Me too. I have my
experience. They were not forthcoming.
Right.
And when I was told that there was an opportunity at the plant services, means I would have to go clean up classrooms. I said, not me.
Right.
But I realized that nothing else was available at the time. So I decided, okay, I'll take the job to clean up. And Nadine, I got one of what I would consider probably the worst cleanup jobs. Mm-hmm. I was assigned to the art department. And you know, art gets messy. So you're going to have a lot of paint and you're going to have a lot of ceramic dust. And I took the job in faith and I said, God, please help me through this one. And I had an amazing supervisor who worked with me, and it was awesome. And then when summer came, I had two jobs. I had this one, and then I was also working the reception desk, which is where I was when your call came in.
Right.
So in the mornings, I would do my cleaning up, go home, shower, change into something that looks more like office, and then I would be at the reception desk. You know, God is just awesome.
But can I say this? It's very important that I extend on the subject of humility. Because I never learned humility until I went to the U.S. to study. Mm-hmm. Because I've been working in a financial organization for so many years, 12 years in the bank. When I ran into financial difficulties, especially in my final year, and God sent me a text. I don't remember what that text was, to say that I am going to help you. Fear not. I am mm-hmm. your God. And I remember at the time when I got the text, I don't know if God placed it on my heart to make contact with this specific lady who I knew from Jamaica, who also studied at the same university, had her own challenges, and was now working as a nurse at the Loma Linda University. So I called her and she referred me to the senior home. So in this specific senior care home was about five to six seniors. One was very ill, the only African-American woman, and there were five other Caucasians. And can I tell you, I had to deal with different bodies coming in to ensure that the books were operating properly. I had to ensure that every single one of them got their medication. I had to ensure that they were fed, showered, plus focus on my studies. It was the most challenging time of my life. I learned discipline. That was my first management job
mm-hmm.
because I had to manage the location and, mm-hmm. and get through my schooling at the same time. But God opened this opportunity for me to ground me, if you will. It has developed my character in on levels, I can tell you. I never saw this experience coming, but this was what got me through school and changed me as an individual.
That's right. And Nadine, you know, that's one of the important things to note, that when you migrate as an international student to study, it is not just about studying. It is about character development. Because there are so many lessons that you learned. There are so many lessons that I learned that I don't think I would have learned if I had stayed in Jamaica in one of my regular jobs. Because remember, I'm coming from a situation where I was working as editor. I was working as lecturer. So this was a completely new sphere, and having to do things that you would not generally do,
right,
really teach you some really hard lessons in life.
Right.
And I think one of the things that we have learned, Nadine, is that we can operate at any level. We can be in a management position this minute, and the next minute we can be cleaning the floors.
Right.
Because God has taught us the importance of humility and to accept wherever we are and to make a difference wherever we are placed.
Right.
I remember being told at my graduation ceremony by my former supervisor that this is the best we have ever had the art department cleaned. Because you were so dedicated to your job. You did not allow anything to pass you by. Then I got a job at the library, the women's library that was just being started up. And they had never seen so many books being processed in one day, because when I went there, the library was not even operational.
Right.
So I had to be cataloging the books, and I had worked in a library setting before, so I knew about cataloging. And I just went at it, and I did my best at it, and I cataloged so many books in one day that they were amazed. How could anybody catalog so many books in one day? They were thinking that, I wonder if it's really one day she should do all these books. God is just awesome.
You said something.
And every job that I've worked at, the experience became handy. So you realize that your path was being directed by God, because my skills from cataloging came in handy.
You said something very important, that it doesn't matter what you do, do your best. If you're blow the leaf to the best of your ability. If you're cataloging, catalog.
Amen. I just want to also use this opportunity, Nadine, if I may, to say thank you to all the persons who helped along the way.
Yes.
Because the truth is, you know, when we succeed, we tend to say, oh, I did this and I did that. And, you know, I accomplished this. We never accomplish anything in a vacuum.
Right.
We are supported by a million and one persons along the way. So kudos to them. And kudos also to the persons in the U.S. who were very open to helping students. Because even where I lived, although I paid rent, it was more like a family relationship.
It's true.
So if the landlady cooked, we were welcome to share in the meal.
Right.
If she was going on some trip somewhere, she would offer to take my daughter. So my daughter went to many places. We went ice skating, not at my expense.
Yeah.
All of these things were covered by the landlady, who was so gracious to involve us in everything that she did.
Right.
In fact, I even got her vehicle to drive when she went on vacation.
Yeah.
So we developed so many relationships along the way. And, you know, we have to be open to relationships. We can't close ourselves off and say, boy, things are bad for me and I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
And international students, while you're there, look for opportunities to volunteer.
Right.
There's something called Amen Clinic, Nadine. I don't know if you remember Amen Clinic. We worked together at Amen Clinic. We were seeking ways to help other persons. And we would get up at 5:30 to go and join Amen Clinic, to go work in some community, you know, to assist persons with their dental, their medical, you know, massages, all that kind of stuff. And we were right on board. And I used to volunteer at the church to distribute food. And of course, while I'm distributing, I'm also getting some. So look for opportunities to volunteer. Pay forward. It's not all about you.
Right.
Look for ways to pay it forward. Somebody has helped you. Find a way to help somebody else.
I know, apart from the finances, we touched on community. What about the culture shock?
Oh, Nadine, culture. Visits to the U.S. don't really equip you for living in the U.S. So even if you visited the U.S. before becoming an international student, it's quite a different experience when you are living in their space. So you might visit for a week or you visit for 2 weeks, but when you have to live there, it's completely different. And I would like to think that every state has a different culture somewhat. And being in California, I tell you, I really had a culture shock. When you're from a country where people speak their mind, say exactly what they mean, Nadine.
Exactly.
And we know Jamaicans are good at that. They say exactly what they mean.
Right.
And you move into a space where people don't quite say what they mean. Sometimes it's kind of sugar-coated. And if you're not very discerning, some things that they say to you and you think it's complimentary, it really is not.
Right.
And that's one of the things I found a little shocking.
Right.
I remember when we arrived, the international office had a session with us to, you know, teach us what the culture is like and what to expect. And I remember the person, the facilitator of the session said, when they say that something is great, for example, if you hear that your paper was great, it's not all that good. If, for example, that your paper was exceptional, then you can start taking notice.
Right.
But in our culture, when you say something is great, it is really great.
Exactly. And if it's not so good, we're going to say it's not so good. You're going to know it's not so good.
You know? So that level of authenticity,
I guess
they are used to it, but for us, that level of authenticity was missing. I remember being told, but you speak great English for Jamaican.
What does that mean?
Exactly. And I looked at the person. This was not a compliment. I could not say thank you. But then I had to get accustomed to these little sly remarks, because it was expected somehow that because you're from a different country, that you could not speak English, you could not write English. People were amazed at my writing. Excuse me, I was working as an editor before I arrived in the US. Right. I would have to have a good command of the English language.
Right, absolutely.
And they would make these sly comments. And I just could not get accustomed to these things.
Right.
Because I like authenticity. So that was one of the things that really shocked me in the culture. Right. And I guess the experience is different. If you're a Black person coming in, say an African or a Jamaican or from some other Caribbean island, it's different from the experience you would have if you're coming from Spain or Portugal, where we have Caucasians. Mm. So race again came into place.
Right.
And I had never felt uncomfortable as a Black person in Jamaica. Race does not feature in Jamaica. Yes, you have some classism, but not racism.
Absolutely.
But when I was tossed into this environment, where race was a factor, that I was treated a certain way because of the color of my skin, it was a little disconcerting.
Right. It's very important that you condition your mind to deal with that, because when you go to a foreign land, especially if it's predominantly white, you're going to have to deal with a little racism. So you have to condition your mind that you're here for your why, and you're here to achieve a particular goal. Culture shock is real. So when you go to foreign land, you're going to see things and experience things that you're not accustomed to. It's a part of the journey, and you're going to get through that, because there's resilience in you.
Yes.
But as I touch on resilience, I just want us to share now ways in which persons can build on their resilience to get through their challenging times.
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, Nadine, one of the key things is networking. Make sure you forge a relationship with other students, other international students. Forge a relationship with your lecturers, because this is going to help you to stay the course. Right? Because sometimes you may feel depressed. You may feel that you can't keep going, but it is your network that is going to help you. You're going to have someone who will come to you and say, I had that challenge last week and this is how I dealt with it. Perhaps you could try this. Right? So it's important that we have that network.
Absolutely.
It's important that we have that connection with God.
Right.
And persons who are listening may not necessarily be Christians. And even if you're not a Christian, you can still talk to God, because prayer is just talking to God.
Absolutely.
So you can still talk to God,
ask
him to assist you. And just the way he answers you might be what will allow you to become a Christian. So after you recognize how God has worked for you, you might decide, okay, I want to develop a lasting relationship with God. But it's important that you do that.
Right.
It is also important that you condition your mind to deal with anything that comes. Remember the statement I made earlier. He who has a why to live for can live with any hope. Know your why.
Profound.
Because if you don't know your why, you will not have any tenacity. You won't have any resilience.
Absolutely.
You're not going to stay the course. You're not going to bounce back when things go wrong.
Right.
But if you know your why, you will stay the course.
Right.
And so that is very important. Those are three things that are critically important.
Well said. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Do your self-talks. Speak with those who went ahead of you, who have gone through the same university and has done it, who are currently giving back, because a lot of persons who are on the very same campus that you are attending have gone through similar challenges. So talk with people who have been there before you, who can encourage you. And like Carla mentioned, community, very important.
And Nadine, I also want to mention that you celebrate every little milestone.
Yes.
So sometimes we wait until we have come to the end of the journey to celebrate. But I learned the importance of celebrating every milestone. So something happened, you didn't have any tuition, and it came through, celebrate. It's even to get a bottle of non-alcoholic wine and get together with some friends and, you know, sing and dance, whatever it is you have to do, but celebrate the milestones. Don't wait for the end to have one big grand celebration.
Absolutely.
Just celebrate every step of the way. And every time you celebrate, tell yourself, I have conquered one more hurdle.
Right.
And I am now to take on the next hurdle, because they will keep coming, right? But make sure you celebrate and prepare yourself for the next one.
Right.
And I remember at the very initial phase of this discussion, Nadine, you mentioned that sometimes fear kicks in. And there's something that I want to leave with those who will be listening to this podcast. We can define fear in two ways. We can face everything and rise, F-E-A-R, face everything and rise, or we can forget everything and run. It's the fight or flight syndrome. What are you going to do? And when our backs are against the wall, do we face everything and rise, or do we forget everything and run? It's all about faith and your connection with God.
That's a very powerful point right there. For those of you who are listening, I believe there's resilience in all of us. So you're going to face your fear and rise. You're destined for greatness. You're destined for a higher level. And you will get through whatever it is you're going through. So in wrapping up, I want you to remind our listeners about that quote from the book.
He who has a why to live for, so he who has a W-H-Y to live for can live with any H-O-W, anyhow.
And with that, I just want to say thank you, Carla, for taking the time to come in and reminisce, because this podcast was about reminiscing about the good old days.
Yes.
As international students in California.
Yes, absolutely. And it was my pleasure being here.
Yes. So thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for joining Reflections. Join me again next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.